Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive towards third. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. Fiore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0 for 1 in the game. Alcaraz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Echi Barron and he is safe. Kelly steals third. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echi Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echi Barron is 0 for 2 in the game. Echi Barron hits a pop-up towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 2 in the game. Fiore hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Merv Rettenmund pinch runs for Don Buford. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing left field. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0 for 2 in the game. Alcaraz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Bill Butler. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough pinch runs for Hawk Taylor. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 3 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 3 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Paul Shall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shall moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rhett and Mund. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Shall scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Pete Rickert now pitching. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 3 in the game. Fiore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0 for 3 in the game. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.